This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, you are convinced that this entire pandemic was planned from the start, correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Definitely there are entities out there who are using, who did not plan this, who are using it to their advantage. For example, Keene local government. They didn't plan any of this, but they are definitely using it to their advantage. Democrats, I don't think they planned it, but they're using it to their advantage. I do believe that this was created in Wuhan, and I believe in part it was funded through individuals like Fauci and the people that he represents, and I think that Gates has some part in this as well.
So do you think they genetically engineered this virus?
I think it's a chimera flu virus that was very powerful when it was first let out. However it was let out, whether intentionally or on accident, it wasn't from a bat. But yes, the original strain was very powerful, and this is why New York got hit as hard as it did, not just because of the nursing homes. And now we are dealing with the remnants, not just because of herd immunity, where we've more and more people have this, but it's actually, I believe, a weaker strain. But yes, I do.
Is there absolutely any evidence whatsoever to back up anything you just said?
There have been virologists who have studied the corona. SARS-CoV-2.
The virologists I've seen who studied it say, yes, this does not have the hallmarks of a man-made virus.
It has all kinds of interesting components, HIV components, malaria components. It does look like something that, according to some of the virologists that I have heard and watched.
Are these people on YouTube and white lab coats doing
videos?
They are all
on YouTube. They are all on YouTube if you look hard enough,
okay.
Including the both sides of the argument.
Sure.
Sadly,
at least until YouTube takes down the other side.
Exactly. Sadly, if you don't preach the current agenda, you get taken down pretty quick, and that's why a lot of people don't even know about this. This concept, because yeah, things like this do get taken down. They don't get talked about. But one, if there has been an agenda that I believe someone is taking advantage of this and actually using this to their advantage, it would be individuals like Gates, because I don't think he's alone. I think he's just a figurehead for a group of people who basically megalomaniacs who want to feel in their hearts that there's a better way, and their solution is to control the population. And there are too many people, so one of those ideas is to actually reduce that population. But
well, the virus they engineered to do that is terrible at reducing the population.
Well,
it's got like a 0.01% death rate at best.
Exactly. And that's a good question too.
So they suck at plandemics.
No. Well, look how many people are on board.
The pandemic itself has been a spectacular failure.
They certainly
have the support of the masses, but the masses support it because they're terrified because of what they see on the television. If they turned off their television, nobody would buy this crap.
No, they wouldn't. There'd be a lot less depressed, crazy people out there. But, I mean, here's the thing. Because the virus wasn't actually to reduce population. The virus was to set us up. And some people are going to say, for the vaccine. And I'm going to say, it's not about the vaccine, because none of these vaccines, I don't think, are going to work.
It doesn't matter whether they work.
Well, it's not about the vaccine.
They want to pump you full of whatever's in that thing.
What it is about, how do you get the whole planet, this is what Gates has come out and said. He's talking about vaccinating the entire planet. How do you get the entire planet to willingly sign up for this?
You don't.
Well,
you have
don't.
To threaten them.
Well, even then, you won't get 100% compliance.
Where I'm going with this, you don't have to threaten them. If you can't grocery shop, if you can't get a loan, if you can't keep a job, if you can't go out, you don't need FEMA camps.
Those are the threats. Hey, I'm not talking about FEMA camps. It's going to be these incentives.
And they've already browbeaten the businesses to where the businesses are used to it.
Correct.
Well, you can't have your employees here not wearing a mask is very easily going to become you can't have employees here who haven't been vaccinated.
And
at which point I will no longer be working within their system.
And the whole mask, I've already left one job because of the mask requirements. But the whole mask.
The mask requirement isn't a bodily invasion, though. It's just
close.
An inconvenience.
It's close.
But
the,
it is.
The thing about the
requiring
mask.
Requiring a vaccine is a bodily invasion, and I'm not playing that game.
Correct. But the mask is just, the mask ordinances across this country, it's just a test run.
Sure.
A precursory test run to get
how many people will obey the mask because a lot
ready.
Of them are going to take the vaccine as well.
Well, like I said, though, it's not actually about the vaccine. What it is about, and this is going to take place very soon, the testing, the guinea pigs are going to be Africans, like they usually are when it comes to Gates Foundation type of vaccines and whatnot, but Africa to become testing ground for the trust stamp, a vaccine record and payment system.
So,
a biometric digital identity platform that evolves just as you evolve is set to be introduced in low-income remote communities in West Africa, thanks to a public-private partnership between
Bill
Gates.
It's pretty much the mark of the beast that the Christians have been... That's why it'll never happen. That's why it will never happen here in the Western society.
Well, they said the same thing about Social Security. They said that was the mark of the beast. And look at where we're at now. Everyone has one.
I'm not aware of anyone ever making the claim that...
I'm talking about when it was first introduced. What, in the 20s?
Sure.
There was plenty of people, and there were plenty of people who never got it, and they died without a Social Security number.
Sure. I mean, there are people who don't have Social Security numbers now.
And I've also met young people who never, their parents never got them one, who decided they were having a hard enough time in life doing other things, and they just went ahead and signed up for one.
They got one.
Because it is hard to do things.
Well, at least they made the choice on their own.
But at least right now you could still walk into a grocery store and purchase produce without a Social Security number.
That's true.
But what this is getting into, this biometric digital identity that Gates wants to unleash on some remote communities in Africa is going to be a test run for what could happen here. And you say that it will never happen. You say that you will never do it. I believe you, and I believe that Ian wouldn't, and I wouldn't as well. But looking at all those masks out there, looking at that sea of mass zombies, I'm going to say absolutely not. This is coming. This is going to be just like China's credit system, their Sesame credit system. It's coming.
We're already basically being treated like second-class citizens. You guys, we got it this weekend at the Social Sunday, which is the weekly libertarian hangout here, one of them, here in Keene, where we previously had been at this burger place for the last, I don't know, 4 years or something like that. And now, nicely enough, the manager had a talk with us yesterday when we showed up saying that, you know, he obviously wants us to continue eating there, but
next time, at Local Burger,
next time we're going to have to put masks on if we want to be inside. He says if we don't, then we can call in orders from outside. So you people can go outside and not come in because, you know, he was worried that somebody's going to see us in there and that those people are going to report. And then they're going to get a fine. And he doesn't want to get a fine.
A lot of the anti-conspiracy theorists out there who are always going on about how these tinfoil hat guys and whatever, look at Bill. They say Bill's talking about stamping everyone with some kind of digital ink or some crap. What was the lady called in last week? The Luciferian ink or some stuff? I think it's called Lucifer ink or Lucifer. It's called Lucifer race.
Lucifer race.
Yeah, Google that while I read on some more. So anyways, this new digital identity is being brought to low-income communities in Africa. Thanks.
I'm not coming up with anything for Lucifer race.
Thanks to...
I found a horse named Lucifer who races.
Thanks to public-private partnership between the Bill Gates-backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance, also MasterCard and the AI-powered identity authentication company, Trust Stamp. I'm going to Google that Lucifer race.
So you get a stamp if you got the vaccine, basically? Is that it?
You get the stamp if you get the vaccine, and then not only that, but it is your credit. It is your banking.
So it's like an RFID.
It's probably your ability to vote.
Because it wouldn't be like a skin tent. It would be like an implant, right?
This doesn't actually go into the detail exactly about what it's actually going to be, but it will be an identity.
This is Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Intercoin's team has spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their communities and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that have been threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kirby in Indiana. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Aria, Ian, Conan, good evening.
Hey, Kirby.
What's on your mind tonight, Kirby?
Well, Conan, you're absolutely correct. We're being walked down this garden path slowly, a step at a time, so that when they roll out their vaccine, most of us will just roll over, pull down our pants, and take the shot. And, I mean, I see people riding down the street in Indianapolis with their mask.
We seem to have lost you for a minute, Kirby.
You said riding down the street what?
I see people driving down the street with their windows up, air on, and they're wearing a mask still.
Well, people are stupid. I mean, there are people running around in N95 masks thinking that these are compliant with what the mask requirements actually suggest, and they're not.
Kirby,
they're exactly opposite.
On the way here, I saw, and I thought this was only a Facebook meme and it was fake, I saw a dude on a motorcycle wearing a mask, no goggles, no helmet.
Okay.
I am not. Yeah. I thought this was only a made-up.
You should have taken a picture.
It was too fast.
Well,
it was
I mean,
over.
That's what it comes down to. There's no real contradiction there. People will perceive that there's a contradiction there, but there is not. The masks are not designed to protect the wearer. They're not there to protect the guy on the motorcycle.
They're there to protect
everyone else from him.
Correct.
Yes.
So, but he's out in the open all by his lonesome, all, you know.
Now, that's the stupid part. But the fact that he wasn't wearing a helmet, not wearing goggles, that's not really in contradiction to the fact that he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, but, you know, protecting yourself or protecting other people from you, you're talking about 0.04% of the population. The good of the many always outweighs the good of the few, especially when it's that few. And if you don't like these mask ordinances, wait until Biden and Harris get elected. It'll be mandatory. You won't be able to get a job without it. They are going to...
Well, it's already going anyway. It's already pretty much at that point.
I don't see Trump fighting any of this.
I don't see him fighting it, but at least he's not actively calling for it.
He's keeping quiet until the election.
Yeah,
and then he'll be calling for it.
He's draining the swamp.
So. Then maybe so. You know, I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen.
Right.
I just got this going back and forth with two of my 30-year-old children who think I'm absolutely nuts for doing so.
I'm voting for Spike Cohen, but I have to vote for Joe Jorgensen in order to do that. So
she's still a better choice than Garrett Johnson.
I don't mind Joe Jorgensen, but it's for
she's
Spike.
She's the best candidate they've had for the last two decades.
For sure.
Man,
yeah.
I would vote for Mickey Mouse over either one of those these four idiots.
What you mean, Trump, Pence, Kamala, and Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're dealing with a pedo and is someone who called him out as a pedo, and then she accepts his offer to be his running mate. What kind of hypocrite is that?
She just wants to be president. She knows that old
man
isn't going to make
it. it's all about power. We need
Dude,
to
I have
back
to expect him to keel over every time he starts talking.
If he doesn't keel over, at some point he'll be, you know, he'll be like certified nutso or losing it, dementia, and he'll have to step down.
But, you know, I'm convinced that the United States is pretty much doomed anyway, so I cannot wait until the Trump-Biden debates.
I know.
They are going to be glorious.
I don't like debates.
It won't happen. They'll never happen.
You think they're going to cancel?
It'll happen.
Yeah. I think Biden's going to die.
Before the debates? The entire point of this American circus is for entertainment. There will be nothing more entertaining than Trump versus Biden.
I think he'll make it that long. He's going to make it to the debates.
Well, Kirby, thank you so much for the call.
One more quick thing. If you haven't seen what's going on in Belarus, check it out, because that's where we're coming to, regardless of who gets elected.
Yeah, I know. What's going on there is there's protests out in the streets over the Lukashenko getting reelected, right?
Okay. Oh,
I presume.
I didn't know that was a question for him.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Kirby.
I was just saying they're over there pitching a natural fit, and regardless of who gets elected, we're going to have some of that here.
Oh, sure.
Regardless.
And now there's some echo.
That's true. Thanks,
so,
Kirby,
thank you so much for the call. I mean, we had that in 2016 as well with people freaking out. And, I mean, there were even some protests. People wanted electors to be faithless and to cast their votes anyway for Hillary Clinton. I mean, that happens every election. And people always expect, oh, this election's the most important one. It's going to lead to revolution regardless of who wins. People are going to be upset, and there's going to be war in the streets. It's going to be a bloodbath, a civil war. It's coming. And it never happens.
Well, things change. Maybe this will be the end. And I hope that it is. I hope that whether it's Trump, and it seems like it's likely going to be Trump, unless all of a sudden Joe Jorgensen gets an avalanche of media coverage. But
they seem to be doing okay. I mean, the bat-biting her got her a fair bit of media coverage. I mean, it's sad that that's what it takes for a libertarian to get media coverage, is to get bitten by a freaking bat. But she did at least make headlines.
Yeah.
So when people knew, oh, hey, there is someone I can vote for who isn't senile, who isn't, and who isn't a cop.
But it would be nice to see it all fall apart, and that Donald Trump is the last president the United States ever has, because it all ends. It all dissolves away and changes into something new, which for a lot of people is going to be worse. Like the New York State, for instance, if they become their own state, then they will be able to have total dominion over those people. If they become their own nation or whatever, they won't have any.
Same with California, and I'm all about it.
Let those people bring it. And I don't feel sorry for the poor bastards stuck in New York. It's like you're choosing to stay there. If you're a libertarian and you are still in New York, now they're putting up checkpoints in New York City.
Yep.
You know, mandating that people check in.
Papers, please.
Yeah. Is that what you really want? You think it's going to get better?
And now Connecticut, people are being fined thousands of dollars for not paying the appropriate travel, not filling out the appropriate paperwork.
And you have to have a doctor's note to walk around with a medical exemption. You got to have your hall pass from the doctor.
And this crap is coming everywhere, even here to New Hampshire to a degree. 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is again hammering the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
The failure of the Trump administration to develop or implement a national strategy to defeat COVID has meant that the disease has raged through our country for 7 months and the economy is in very bad shape.
Senate Republicans quick to point out Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the administration's effort to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine by next year. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning after the Seattle City Council voted to gut the Seattle Police Department, which specifically targeted her command staff, and they have to lay off 100 officers, most of whom are officers of color. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will be no fall sports in the Mountain West. The conference is postponing its fall season due to the coronavirus pandemic. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey telling Good Morning America what's going on in his conference's deliberations.
Our timeline is really based on the advice of a biostatistician way back in April said to me, listen, this is a new virus. We have not been through this before. So the longer you take to make decisions, the better information you'll have.
Having recovered from COVID-19, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is donating plasma to be given to other COVID-19 patients.
One of the main treatments right now is to give plasma, which is the antibodies, to people that are being treated in the hospital for COVID. And so for every person that has the antibodies that's already recovered from it, we can help four Oklahomans.
The governor speaking there in a Twitter video, also urging other people who've recovered from COVID-19 to follow his steps and donate their plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I want to say thank you to John Rolstead, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find that at amp.freetalklive.com. People who join the program do so because it's the best way to get Free Talk Live out there if you'd like the show. It's what allows us to get on more radio stations, to have a better internet presence, all of that stuff. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It only costs $5 per month to join the AMP program. And you get a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only channel on the increasingly toxic Discord server, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. And, you know, it's in a chat room, an app-only call-in line. It's got a number of features that actually make it worth it. But, of course, the reason you should do it is because you want Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations, to reach a larger audience. So, John Rolstead, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue enjoying and amplifying the show. Let's go to... No, let's not go to the phones here. It's James from Arizona. So, Conan, getting back into the story here about the almost verbatim what sounds like a Christian description of the Mark of the Beast.
It's beginning to look like that. A lot of people said that about the Social Security number, you know, and that turned out kind of all right. We're still alive. We're still, you know,
I wasn't around back
digging.
Then, but I was around, you know, in the 90s when Christians were all about this computer binary code is 666 nonsense.
What was this?
This is what the Christians thought.
Binary is zeros and ones.
I know that. I know, dude. I know. but they don't.
I must have missed those. Well, here's the thing.
So, I mean, I'm well-versed in what they understand the mark of the beast to mean.
I'm not saying...
And this is verbatim then.
Right. I am not saying this is the biblical mark of the beast, but by its very definition, if anything prevents you from being able to go out in the society and actually be a human being, to voluntarily interact with other human beings, if anything prevents you from doing that, then by very definition, it is a mark of the beast. And if this digital ID prevents you from being able to vote, from being able to buy groceries, to get a job, to do any of this, then yeah, it is. Now, is it the mark of the beast?
It's not the mark of the beast. It's the mark of safety.
It's the mark of Bill Gates.
Don't you want to be safe? Do you care about your grandparents? Just do everything we say.
Just like Fauci, Bill Gates offers a lot of suggestions on what it would look like, what it should be. And as far as like a digital ID, I don't know that he's ever actually come out and says, this is what we are going to do. I think he said, how do we track people with vaccines? Wouldn't it be nice if we had some type of, an ID, a stamp or, a tattoo that, you could identify these people so that they can, good citizens. Mm. So I don't know if he's actually said that, and this idea that he's going to use the Lucifer Race ink which is a bioluminescent.
It's the enzyme that causes bioluminescence in organisms.
And as you correctly stated,
like a squid or something.
Correct. Fireflies and stuff.
It's named after the fact that Lucifer is the light bringer.
Correct.
So an enzyme that brings light should be called the light bringer or Lucifer. I'm 100% on board with the name.
It works. It's factual. But I mean, using it, if in fact they're going to use this ink in their stamping, it's kind of creepy.
Why?
Lucifer, duh. It's just if you're the 666 and
I'm wearing the sigil of Lucifer around my neck.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, are you going to Lolita Island and are you practicing in sacrificing of the children?
Satanists.
You're adrenochrome. That's exactly. You've got different Satanists. You've got different types.
They're not Satanists.
I don't know what they are. They're creepy.
No part of Satanism endorses or even allows the raping of another human being or the torture of another human being. It's all about individualism and individual rights.
Agreed. So what is all of this? What is all the 666 that the Gates? Microsoft.
There's a very big difference between Satan / Lucifer and the devil. I will give you that.
The devils.
Christian devil is a monster named Yahweh.
Now we're getting way off the subject, and we need to have this conversation another time, because we could go places with this. But let's get back to what this trust stamp actually is, and you can visit their website, by the way, truststamp.ai. That's nice. But let's talk about the history and how it has evolved. The program, Trust Stamp, which was first launched in late 2018, will see Trust Stamp's digital identity platform integrated into the Gavi / MasterCard Wellness Pass, a digital vaccination record and identity system that is also linked to MasterCard's click-to-play...
Who knew that MasterCard cared about your health?
To MasterCard's click-to-play system that powered by its AI and machine learning technology called New Data.
Here I was thinking they were just a massive credit card processor that just wants to make 3% on every transaction. No, they really care about your health.
And by the way, that World Economic Forum they had, all the elites were there talking about the Great Reset. Mm-hmm.
This is it.
One of their MasterCard representatives, I think he was the CEO, was there to represent their idea of how the Great Reset should work.
And they hate Bitcoin, by the way, over
Of course
MasterCard.
They do, because Bitcoin is the tool that we will use to resist that kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Bitcoin is how we fight this Mark of the Beast crap.
Unless it's cashless.
Well, crypto. You mean cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I don't mean Bitcoin specifically.
Because the thing is, from what I understand, MasterCard was on the board of the DCG, if I recall correctly, the Digital Currency Group. And they are some of the people who've been funding the block stream people, who are like the main pushing programmer types behind Bitcoin BTC. So
okay.
MasterCard has its hands
into
Bitcoin BTC by like two proxies.
Not Lucifer, they're the devil.
Yeah.
MasterCard, in addition to professing Its commitment to promoting centralized record keeping of childhood immunizations also describe itself.
MasterCard wants to do this?
Yep. They also describe itself as a leader towards a world beyond cash. And its partnership with Gavi marks a novel approach towards linking a biometric digital identity system, vaccination records, and a payment system into a single cohesive platform.
You know what we could add in there as well? A social credit system. So people who make the government angry, they just can't write this up anymore.
Yeah, if you don't get if you don't get the vaccine, you don't get social credit, you don't get the ability to buy, you got to get all these things, be very obedient, and then you can get the trust stamp. Then you're a good citizen.
It would be so easy to tack that onto this system already.
Yeah, it sure would.
But they want to get it in the door first. They want to get it approved, and then they can add that later on.
This is crazy, man.
The effort since its launch nearly 2 years ago has been funded via $3.8 million in Gavi donor funds in addition to a matched donation of the same amount by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In early June, Gavi reported that MasterCard's Wellness Pass, that's what it was 2 years ago, program would be adapted in response to the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Around a month later, MasterCard announced that TrustStamp's biometric identity platform would be integrated into Wellness Pass, as TrustStamp's system is capable of providing biometric identity in areas of the world lacking internet access or cellular connectivity, and also does not require knowledge of an individual's legal name or identity to function. The wellness program involving Gavi, MasterCard, and TrustStamp will soon be launched in West Africa and will be coupled with a COVID-19 vaccination program once a vaccine becomes available.
Yep, these guys are already offering KYC AML, Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering compliance.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
It's scary stuff. The push to implement biometrics.
This is the TrustStamp people that are offering all of that?
Yes.
Yep. The push to implement biometrics as part of national ID registration systems has been ongoing for many years on the continent and has become a highly politicized issue in several African countries. So they are going to use this as a voting record as well, a voting ID.
And there's no reason that blockchain can't be used to meet those ends. And it sounds like
this will be centralized.
TrustStamp is some sort of blockchain-based technology.
This is,
but yeah, it's going to be centralized.
Yes.
And it's a mess. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Conan, we're talking about your story here of coming from this website I've never heard of prior to this, about this thing called TrustStamp, which is a blockchain-based technology centralized in the hands of a company that
is
working...
Did it say it was blockchain-based?
Their website mentions blockchain.
Yeah, everyone's new technology is blockchain.
I don't see it on their website. Where are you seeing that?
I don't remember. I just closed a bunch of tabs that I had open.
I'm at truststamp.ai. I don't see anything about blockchain. And in the thing that Conan was reading, they were bragging about centralized databases. Mm-hmm.
Well, but again, blockchain doesn't necessarily have to be decentralized.
That's true. Yeah, it could all just be on their servers in three different
like
places.
Like Libra.
Yeah.
But I guess before we get further back into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Montana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. I just thought I would share with you a survivor story, meaning I was diagnosed with COVID-19 positive and counted in my state statistics. Long story short, I spent my winters in Mexico, cruise ship port, came home sick, went to the doctor. They said, we're going to test you. This was in late March. They said, you're positive. So they said, obviously, mandatory quarantine, even though I don't know that they could make it mandatory. And they said, your wife also. My wife cared for me for the 6 or 7 days that I was ill, and it was a bad case of flu. I mean, I had joint pain and tightness in the chest, whatever. My wife, who swears she had it in January, but not tested, don't know, they tested her daily, and she never tested positive.
Even though she was at home taking care of you?
Even though she was in close, intimate contact. Not that intimate, but, you know, no mask, no gloves, et cetera. And I tested positive repeatedly. They tested both of us daily. And I was positive. 8 days later, I'm negative. And she never tested positive.
Well, doesn't that suggest that she may have been correct, that she did get it in January?
And then I had an antibody test done, and they said, oh, my God, can you donate plasma? You're highly positive for antibodies. So my point is...
Are they donating, so they're not going to pay for that priceless antibodies? I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, my point is, I think this whole thing has been politicized beyond belief. And we knew the real numbers, I think, and I'm not a denier of science, I'm an engineer, but I think it's just blown out of proportion because of political reasons. And
absolutely.
I think realistically, a lot of us have had it and don't even know. But that is a personal story. It's verifiable. I mean, I was quarantined 3 weeks at home with my wife.
Wow.
Positive. She was negative.
Well, I can't say that I had COVID-19, and I can't say whether or not I believe that I do, but I do know that earlier this year, at the start of the year, I was sicker than I'd ever been at any point in my life, and it lasted for several weeks.
I remember you being sick.
My experience was...
Dude, it lasted like a month and a half.
This is something I have not had before. That was what set me off to go to a doctor.
Okay, this is something
I've never had.
Yeah. Can I ask you one question? Did you or your wife get the flu shot this year?
I did last fall. I do every year.
And I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He says he got the COVID too. And the first thing I asked him, he said he thought he was still feeling it too, like a month later. And I asked him, did you get this year's flu shot? And he says, you know what? I did.
Did your wife get this year's flu shot?
Yeah, we do every year.
So are you suggesting that that's where this came from?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I believe in the science.
Sure.
That's just positive to reinforce your immunity.
Sure, you believe in the science, but you don't know what they're putting in the flu shot. You have no idea.
Well, it's dead flu anyways. That's kind of what this is, the Rona. Mm-hmm. It's Corona.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, that's
the point I wanted to make. I think
glad you made it through it, like 99.6% of everybody else who gets it.
Yeah, Scott, thank you so much for the call. The reason I asked that question about his wife getting the flu shot is because you seem to be suggesting that the flu shot was ultimately the cause of it.
Well,
or at least a contributing factor.
If you followed last week's conversation, I am starting to lean more and more towards terrain theory over virus theory. I agree with both of them, creating a strong immune system is the most important thing you can do to fight off these viruses and any foreign material that could take over your body. We are walking germ bags. We have so many foreign elements in us.
They're not foreign.
They're not human cells. We have more non-human cells in our walking germ bodies.
Tiny little bugs all over your eyes, eyelashes.
Little microbes.
Whatever, right? Yeah.
Exactly. If our immune system, for whatever reason, drops below par, those little organisms can take over just like that. And that's what happens. And that's why you're seeing the elderly who get this. It's their bodies have given up. They have other conditions, and their bodies just can't hold on anymore. And that was the camel that broke the straw's back. Just like that. It's over. So the best thing you can do is everything they're telling us not to do. Get outside. Get some sunshine. Get some exercise. Get some fresh air. Work on your herd immunity by actually shaking hands and hugging and getting spit on by the guy across the table from you. That's what makes us. That's how you develop your immune system.
Well, let's keep going. We've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, yesterday Kamala Harris died. Today Kamala Harris is running for vice president.
What do you say, she died? Did I miss something?
He called about different Kamala Harris, the wrestler. Apparently there's a pro wrestler whose name is Kamala Harris. And
she died?
He died.
Kamala Harris.
He died.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
Good-looking one.
Yeah.
The good-looking Kamala Harris. Yeah. But one more little puzzle piece in dissecting courtroom procedure.
So in this hearing the other day, go on the record with the judge. This is a not a video, but a telephonic appearance, like they're doing with the COVID and all that. And judge comes on the record, and the first thing she starts going, and she never even. I was on the line for like a half hour before that. Never once did she even say identify herself for the record, who she is, what judge she is, and I didn't recognize her. And so I ask the judge to identify herself for the record, and the judge. The thing out of her mouth comes, and this actually is recorded, so if anybody doubts me, judge says, I'm not sure I have to answer to you, but...
Whoa.
And the second she said that, I said, objection. Yeah. And then she said, told me to be quiet. But in looking at that, in looking at the first thing that she did when she said, I'm not sure I have to answer to you, she was looking at it as a peeing contest. And all I was trying to do was do my courtroom business. You know what I mean? Because I wanted to know who this judge was, because she had never identified herself during the entire time that I was sitting in the courtroom waiting for my call. And then when she came on to my call and went on the record with it, she didn't identify herself. So on the record, she's not identified. I mean, sure, she's identified by which judge is appearing in this courtroom on this given day, but she was a pro tem judge. It wasn't her regular courtroom. And so I thought it was a reasonable question.
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's telling that she decided to get into a seventh grade argument with me instead of just doing business.
Well, you questioned the authority of the robed person. How dare you?
Yes.
He just asked who she was. I don't think he asked questioned her authority.
But she's wearing a robe.
Right, and so
that's
she
her authority.
She should identify. Whenever you're in front of a court as a robed person, there's usually a plaque in front of them, and you know what, at least ostensibly who that judge is supposed to be. Here you've got some mystery woman who's just playing judge, and she won't even say what her name is. That's crazy.
Felicia Blaya Rivera, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That was the judge, as you come to learn?
Apparently. Apparently.
Yeah.
So coming up in New Hampshire this month, there's going to be the first trial, and that will be happening in next week. The first trial in 5 months, roughly, that they've had in the entire state is going to be happening here in Cheshire County.
Really?
So all of the people who have been waiting for trials, who were supposed to have had trials
hundreds of
4 to 5 months ago.
Yeah, hundreds of cases.
How are they ever going to catch up?
I don't know. They're going to get some plea deals, I guess.
Sounds
or they're going to rush them through the justice system.
Well, it hasn't been a rush so far.
No, I mean, they're like, okay, well, what do you plead? Not guilty? Okay, well, if you plead guilty,
that's how it always is.
Yeah,
we were going to let you out of jail a week later anyways because of the COVID nonsense. We don't want you getting sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you enjoyed the show, head on over to freetalklive.com. There are archives back there going back more than 10 years. One more time, that's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.